B-Pod Studios.
So it's Tuesday, right?
Tuesdays are my favorite days.
That means Wednesday's coming.
Excuse me. I must get up now.
Why now? After all this time.
After all this time, why now?
Some of us have jobs to get to.
What you do for a job is not really a great way to make a living, you know?
Well, aren't we, Mr. The Glass is Half Empty?
Somebody's got to do it, huh?
Well, we might as well get this over with.
Yep, let's go.
Showtime!
And more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It is so wicked, dewy, and humid out. You can see.
Dewy.
Isn't it? You can see the dew.
Yeah.
It's so dewy. I'm driving in the city, coming in 93 on the expressway.
Yeah.
There was just this mist haze over Boston. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, scary movie, thick. By the way. You ever seen The Mist?
Yeah.
It comes in and he gets you. Stephen King.
Yeah. Yeah. Who else? Yeah. Stephen King.
Yeah, so don't be afraid of it. That's just a movie. It's just Dewey.
It's just Dewey. Dewey doesn't sound
Dewey.
As threatening,
Mist
right?
Dewey, a little bit.
You're right.
But
Mist.
Dewey, yeah. Dewey. But Dewey's like, hey.
Hey, Dewey.
Dewey comes in like very friendly.
Right, yes, exactly.
Hey, Dewey. That's just Dewey. Don't worry about him. It's the Mist you gotta watch.
That's right. That's his brother. Right. His awful stepbrother.
And his sister, Misty.
Oh, she's fun.
Yeah, Misty's fun. Okay, good.
I don't know. Play Misty for me. That's a good album, too.
Throwback movie there. Anyway, patchy fog. That's what you see in Mix of Clouds today. 89. I think we should start talking about it.
Right.
I didn't want to. I've been putting it off because 2020 has been so extra.
Yes, it has.
As the kids say. We're in a drought. It just doesn't rain.
Don't
mention it. I mean, we're talking rain dance time.
Okay.
It's time.
Yeah. All right.
I mean,
you go first. Okay.
Not in these shoes. You don't want to see that.
A little high.
When was the last time it rained?
A long time ago.
Like a legit pour. A steady day of rain. I don't remember it.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Well.
I don't know how the farmers are doing.
I know.
Some gardeners and farmers.
I know. We don't need that to worry about. I don't want it on the menu.
That's why I didn't want to talk about it.
I don't want it on the menu. We just...
I didn't want to talk about it. We've had murder hornets. We've had COVID. I mean, it's just I didn't want
those
to
those giant
drought.
Jellyfish.
Yeah. Sharks already. Yep. The Cape.
Oh, boy.
So the mist is right. Nothing.
Nothing.
Let's just hope it takes us.
Is there a chance or not so much
maybe
today.
Maybe some thunderstorms
But you don't
tomorrow.
See any rain in the forecast for a while, right?
No, yeah, not so. At all.
Ugh.
I hate to say it.
Maybe some showers over the weekend.
Maybe it'll rain all July 4th week when everyone
that
takes
you know.
Vacation.
Oh, good.
Bingo.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
That's
so.
Why you said, shh, now yep. I get it. All right, I blew
so
it.
So have a great vacay.
My bad. All right, 66 today. Hey, good news we had with our Million Dollar Playlist.
Yeah.
Later in the day, we've solved the first two songs out of five.
We have. Oh, that's good. Almost halfway there.
So you get, if you guess just about 8 o'clock, if you know what those two are, you guess the next $3,000 just like that, instantly.
And then, it's big stuff.
You're
qualify
yep.
for $1 million.
That's
$1 million.
There it is. There it is. Your first chance to crack it. Coming up, 8 o'clock right here.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
It's 6:18 and cool things sponsored by Big Y Foods. Add sizzle to your grill with Big Y's USDA prime beef. Choice Angus or all-natural Angus beef. Premium steakhouse quality and flavor only. At your neighborhood Big Y, LBF.
One more reason you need your iPhone, and you'll be ticked if you lose it.
Ooh, okay. Brian Bell.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Hey, an amazing show of unity from the NASCAR community yesterday at Talladega.
All right.
Pretty cool.
You made a rhyme.
Yeah, pretty good. And a guy in Gage, Oklahoma, got his hands on his dad's old hot rod.
Oh, really?
46 years after.
Oh, wow.
Dad passed. Oh, it's a great story.
Okay,
LBM.
Okay, speaking of cars, Apple, we need this phone. And if you lose it, now you're really going to be in trouble because you can leave your car key at home. Apple is letting drivers use their iPhone to unlock and start their car. Mm. And don't worry if someone else is behind the wheel. The digital key can also be texted to family and friends.
That's cool.
So the new feature, you're going to wait for it, will start in 2021 with a BMW 5 Series.
Oh, you like a BMW. That'd be great on you.
Really?
Yeah.
Would it?
I can see that.
Other cars are in the works. I'm an Audi sort of girl. I have a VW.
Yeah.
So
you are. You like your German cars. That's good.
Yes.
Good to know. Anywho.
I like my cars like my cakes.
How's
German
that?
Chocolate.
Yours right. looks like German cherry, though.
Yes, right. Throw it in there. Okay.
All right, Brian.
I like my cars fast, and I watch NASCAR. I enjoy NASCAR, and over the weekend, some disturbing stuff happened in NASCAR with involving Bubba Wallace, and the race was rained out Sunday, and so yesterday they were getting ready to race at Talladega, and the drivers, as a show of support for Bubba Wallace, who's the only active black driver in NASCAR, and there's a lot going on right now.
Yeah, there is.
As a little show of support, they pushed Bubba's car to the front of the grid for the start of the race, and every driver and crew member gathered behind him as a show of support. Mm-hmm. Bubba posted an amazing selfie with everybody behind him.
Is this Bubba here?
They caught up with Bubba at the end of the race.
Right. The deal that happened yesterday, sorry I'm not wearing my mask, but I wanted to show whoever it was that you're not going to take away my smile. And I'm going to keep on going. I've been a part of the sport for a really long time. The pre-race deal was probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to witness in my life. From all the supporters, from drivers, from crew members, everybody here.
And the king himself, Richard Petty, flew in to Talladega.
That's his car, right?
Because he's the car owner.
He was leading the race for a while.
He led. He ran out of gas at the end. He was in the top five. He ended up, I think,
that would have been 14th. A heck of a story if he won.
I think a lot of drivers were pulling for him during the race, kind of pushing him up to the front.
I think it was a
fun race, and that was an amazing start to it.
Okay. Speaking of cars, here is a gentleman named Bobby Bonsack, very excited because Bobby, sounds like a race car driver, Bobby Bonsack. Got a hold of his late dad's car, a 1974 Dodge Challenger. He tracked it down and found his dad's car. Now, his dad died when he was 8 years old.
Wow,
so to say sentimental, at the least, I don't know how he found it, but he got the VIN numbers and matched him up. Here he is.
It's pretty cool because I'm named after my dad. So, I mean, it was very emotional and stressful. I bet I didn't sleep till it was home. I bet I didn't sleep 8 hours. It took a week, and I drove it up here and I parked it in here, and I just wanted to sit out here and cry. I didn't know. it was amazing.
They got it. So the bill of sale, his dad paid $3,600 back dealership in Illinois after he's a Vietnam vet. The dad died when Bobby was 8 years old. He said he drives a car every day now.
How much did he pay for it?
That's a good question.
Because they're expensive.
He didn't say.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A 70. Well, I don't know if it was in the best of shape. But
72, that's in good shape, is $94,000.
Yeah.
Probably didn't pay that much.
It's got to be mint for that. But anyway, he's happy. He drives it every day. The road that I must travel. There is Carrier.
105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. That's a great song. Mr.
Mr.
Carrier something.
Carrier.
That's all that matters. Good tune. Hey, it's 6:27. Little patchy fog today and a high of 89, okay?
89 seems aggressive.
Just going to touch 90.
And then go, ouch!
Your thighs are going to touch.
Oh,
no doubt about that today. Gonna get sticky. Right? TMI?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay. Good to know. Partly
God bless the thigh gap. Anyway.
Wow. What is that?
The thigh gap?
No, I've never had one.
Oh, it's a thing.
No.
Where people take a picture of like how their thighs don't touch.
Yeah.
It's not in my photo gallery.
Well, hey, look.
What?
I did that. We've been doing the squeezed.com.
Yes.
I did it 3 day last week. You did 4.
Yes.
I got on the scale.
I did not.
From juicing, I lost 5.5 pounds.
That's incredible.
In 3 days.
I just put on
you
a pair of shorts.
Jump on the scale.
I don't like scales. Scales are numbers that hurt me.
No. So,
no, but I do. I did have my summer shorts.
Mm-hmm.
I basically have one pair.
Yeah.
And I, at the beginning of this, like a month ago, I pulled them on. I'm like, meat pies. Not a good idea. And then after the squeezed.com, they fit perfectly
fine. How about that? And it's easy to do.
It is really surprisingly
easy. A caveman can do it.
Dave Falcone's
doing
it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, this guy, his nickname was the stomach.
He just went through
and
it.
And I know. I went for it. His nickname was the stomach.
The stomach.
And so he's loves
he did
to
it
eat.
Yesterday?
Loves, oh, yeah. He's like, I said, are you hungry? He's like, no.
It's crazy.
So he's doing it today, too.
Good.
And I start another round today with just a two-day veggie cleanse.
I'd like to. Well, I'm telling you. Getting on the scale is the hardest thing. I know. I hated it.
I don't know why you're pushing me to get on the scale.
Because I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
That's adorable and so completely misguided.
Yeah. I'll stop right there because I think that was okay.
Right. Yeah.
All right, good.
You're approaching the Bermuda Triangle.
That's where it goes wrong. That's where I historically have gone wrong.
Growing. You're learning.
All right. Anywho, what's coming up with Dirty Laundry?
Well, lots of things. Really sad news for Elizabeth Hurley, but Batman returns in a way.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It really is. Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's 6:44. Let's see what's in the dirty laundry with LBM.
Okay, we have some good movie news coming up, but we kind of have some sad news right off the bat. We're just going to get it over with.
All right.
First of all, this is a real tragic story. Happened overnight. Steve Bing, the ex-husband of Elizabeth Hurley and the father of her son, died by suicide. He jumped off his 27th floor of his Culver City apartment building.
27 floors.
He was 55 years old.
Yeah.
He was a junior at Stanford when his grandfather died and left him $600 million.
Jeez.
And so he quit school because he's smart. And then he kind of bounced around Hollywood as a producer of like not so many great things. But his claim to fame was marrying Elizabeth Hurley. Apparently he was overwhelmed by this sort of quarantine situation and probably had some mental health issues.
Yeah, I think
so. It's important to
take care of yourself. He just didn't like being alone. And that was
I mean, just a real sad story. So the other sad story, it's not tragic, but the director of Flatliners, Batman and Robin, The Lost Boys, Selling Elmo's Fire, Joel Schumacher died.
He did?
Yes, he was 80. He had cancer. He was a real interesting fellow, but he brought a lot of good cheesy movies to the big screen. Like my favorite, St. Elmo's Fire. Remember Falling Down with Michael Douglas about the angry driver?
Yeah,
that was
a good one.
The Client, unfortunately, Phantom of the Opera, where he cast Gerard Butler as the Phantom. And unfortunately Lucy Rose Falcone loves that movie.
She does.
And listens to it, no joke, at least 5 times a day, the soundtrack.
Are you kidding?
At volume 20.
Wow.
Yes.
What's the song
great.
From that we would know?
You know,
Music of the Night.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you hear that every day?
Every day.
You hear the Music of the Night.
I'm going to record it, Lucy singing along because she has the.
She's got a real good ear for music.
She has a lot of confidence.
I like confidence, kid. I like it.
Anyway, Joel Schumacher, with all those movies, he also directed Batman Forever and Batman and Robin. Speaking of Batman. Michael Keaton.
Yeah, this is weird.
Possibly coming back to play Batman. He's my favorite Batman.
He was great. Yeah.
I mean, I loved. Yeah. Who was
the
most
70,
recent guy?
66.
He's 68.
Christian Bale.
68.
He's not that old.
To play Batman?
Well, even Batman gets old. Maybe there'll just be an old. Well, anyway, I don't know what's going to happen. But he is in talks to star in the upcoming Flash movie, which stars Ezra Miller, who's kind of this. I don't know. He's been in a couple of movies.
Just trying to think what a 68-year-old Batman is.
He still looks pretty good.
He's really in shape. He's in shape. He's a weird dude.
Ranch in Montana.
Yes, right.
So he's not going to be like LBF says, eating Werther's and. You know.
Oh, it's a time travel thing in multiple universes. So that's probably why he could play Bruce Wayne in the future.
Latter day.
Yeah. Right.
A lot
so
of
don't
parallel
worry.
Universes in that universe.
Yeah.
The DC universe
Flash,
thing.
Flashbacks.
The multiverse.
I don't pay any attention to the Marvel universe and the DC universe.
There's so many of them.
There's just
so
it's too much.
Yeah,
but what I do pay attention to is my last thing, which is about the movie that I'm really looking forward to, which is going to be on Disney Plus on July 3rd. Would you like to hear a little bit of the trailer?
I'd like
here
to.
Here we go.
Yes, yeah. All right, here it is. Here's LBS.
Welcome to the show.
Hamilton is coming. Disney Plus, July 3rd. And apparently, they had to drop two F words from it.
They did? For Disney? Yeah.
So apparently they say three Fs in the show. So literally, Lin-Manuel gave two Fs so the kids could see it.
Oh, that's good. Yep. Look forward to that.
Oh, you got, I mean, this is huge.
No one could buy this.
So many people couldn't buy the tickets. Yeah. And now they, it's just, it's a filming of the musical.
There you
go. So it's just like the Broadway show.
All right. Great. I can finally see it.
Why are you not excited?
In the comfort of my own
home. History guy.
You're a history guy. I can't believe that you haven't seen this.
And you love rhymes.
I know. It's like so up your alley. It's in your driveway, parked in your garage.
Is it really?
Yes. You're going to love it. I can't wait for you to like sit down and watch.
I can't wait. I cannot. I will watch it.
It's so funny. He loves history, but you just think like, oh, musical.
Because I worked in New York when that was big. That's all the rage.
You're just mad because you couldn't get tickets.
There you go.
You were mad.
I'm not buying $1,000 ticket to see that. Heck no.
You got the money.
No, you know somebody else. Hey, speaking of money, you ready for this, guys?
Yeah.
All right, here is the $1 million scramble.
Ooh.
Now, it started yesterday. Our player at 8 o'clock knew the first song. Okay, She got the first song. Then after that, it got a little mixed up. Coming up just before 8 o'clock, we're going to give you a chance to unscramble those in order, the songs.
I got it.
You got it, right?
Yeah.
So be listening for your first shot to do that. And if you get all five right, you get $1,000 in the running for $1 million.
Don't miss your shot.
Five.
That's from Hamilton.
Oh, okay, good. It's going to cost you $1,000. All right, 7 o'clock, straight up, as they say. And this want to do True Confession Tuesday?
Sure.
All right, here's what we're talking about today. Looks like 78% of people say they want to take on a do-it-yourself project, especially during quarantine.
This is a mistake.
10% of things have gone bad, too. Or, so it's not always the best idea to take on a DIY project. Or is it DIY? No, do it your...
DIY.
DIY. Yeah. A project. I can't even take that on.
I know. When you can't do that...
So
don't pick up a hammer.
DIY. We'll talk about... Maybe DIY projects that have gone bad.
Horribly wrong.
Oh, my God. There's got to be so many out there. I know.
Has anybody ever stapled their hand to the roof?
I nailed my dad's foot to the roof.
All
There's
right.
one right there.
I've done that.
All right. So that's what we're going to do for True Confessions. Cautionary tales on some projects maybe you should have left to the professionals coming up.
105.7 WROR. True Confessions Tuesday.
Why don't you spill your guts? Tell us everything.
Everything. Okay, I'll talk.
The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
A little work, a little care, a little imagination, and it's going to be great. And it's going to be fun fixing it up. You'll see.
Money Pit.
That was the funniest movie.
Tom Hanks and...
Shelley Long. Yeah.
What happened to Shelley Long?
She was on Modern Family a couple of episodes. Yeah,
I forgot that was Shelley. Great movie, though. 80s movie.
I should have paid more attention to it because I bought one.
You did.
Oh, I bought one.
You guys have a humongous project going on.
Yeah, we do.
Don't you?
And I hired professionals.
Yeah.
Because I... know my limitations.
You're doing a massive siding job, right?
Yes.
And roofing and
there's not roofing, just siding.
Just a ton
of Boston exterior
going
remodeling.
On.
Thank you.
Good job.
Yeah.
You got tennis elbow from calling them.
Calling
didn't
them
you?
All the time. Joe. Hey Joe. Got a minute?
Hey, you got my elbow. Pour it out. 78% of us have added home improvement projects to our to-do list during the lockdown. I hung a chandelier a couple of weeks ago in the
dining
room.
You were so proud of yourself.
Well, because it was one of those things where you can't get anybody to do it.
Right.
Electricians, that's too small a job.
Yes.
They don't have the time.
Yeah, you need to rewire your house, and then you're like, oh, can you also put this chandelier
yeah,
in?
Yeah,
that's
what
when
it
they
is.
Do it.
Little
yeah.
job, nah, do it yourself, big boy. And we did it. Poor Carolyn had to hold the chandelier as I was hanging it. That's not fun. But we did it.
I got a guy.
You got a guy?
Next time.
Nice to know.
Electric Chris.
See?
That's what his name is.
That's my kind of guy. 1 in 10 DIY projects are disasters. Total yeah. disasters.
One, see that. 10 right. out of 10 at my house.
10 out of 10. I have very limited skills when it comes to projects. So, like, for instance, last week I stained the old outdoor furniture that was old and needed some help.
Nobody was injured.
Nobody was injured. It was outdoors. I could slop that stain
around.
It's
like handing, like, you know, your five-year-old a butter knife and hoping for the best.
That's what it was. It was like, what could happen?
I'm not going to give him a steak knife, but we'll see if he can handle this. Just
put some paper down, and that's right.
He's good. He's
and
all right.
I did. Oh,
all
he's
right.
good. Inside, no. Put the paintbrush down, Bob. So, Brian, any DIY projects gone bad?
So many. I mean, there was one time when my wife wanted the bathroom sink replaced just because she didn't like the color.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a built-in situation in our old house. And I brought home a sink. It wouldn't fit. I went back to the store while my wife was out. She came home. I had bought every sink in the store.
Uh-huh.
They were like, our entire living room was filled with sinks. And she came home and I go,
are you serious?
Just pick one. Just pick any of these.
Oh, my God.
Oh my. It was the bathroom sink.
Right.
I had to, like,
she brought,
it was
you
awful.
You lined up the sink and she picked
like,
the
just
one?
Pick one.
No
I just
kidding.
Can't make any of them fit,
wow.
so just pick one.
Dang. And then you put
fun.
It in?
Yep.
Look at you, see?
Yep.
She didn't like the color of the first one.
I put it in on New Year's Eve.
Oh, a fun day.
Because... Love. She didn't think I could finish it within the year.
All right. So if you have any, she knows. They know.
I made it.
They know. So if you ever had a DIY project gone bad, true confession, just for fun, like to hear those. Okay?
All right.
888-410-1057. I also like time Brian stapled his dad to the roof. That
yeah, the
good.
Gorier the better.
Well, yeah, we were doing my roof, and I had the nail gun, and I slipped on the shingle, and... Nail gun right through my dad's foot.
Somebody
well,
must.
You stay right there.
He couldn't go. Right?
Okay.
How'd dad take that?
Pretty good. He's all right. Yeah. He just, you know, got us a claw hammer and
no.
got him off the roof.
Oh my God! That's the only
oh,
way.
Oh,
well, what are you gonna
all
do?
You can do.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Heaven.
That's gone bad. All right. 888-410-1057. Tell us about your do-it-yourself disaster.
Yeah. More of those.
Yeah. Yeah. More of those. That's good. Like it. 1057 WROR, it's 80s and more. It's Bob Ronson, LBF, and Brian, 724. It's going to be a hot one. 89 high dew points today. That means it's going to be, well, I'll let you say it. It's your
sticky.
Favorite word. Sticky.
I'm not saying it.
You're not
you
saying
can't make
the
me say
word.
It.
The M word. Oh, yeah. Rhymes with hoist.
Oh, your favorite when it comes to me.
No. Hey, speaking of hoist.
Yeah.
You asked me if I ever did a roofing job once.
I asked you if you ever fell off a roof.
A roof. When I was just out of the Navy, I was just trying to get into radio up in Maine. And so working weekends at a radio station during the week, I was helping my cousin with his construction company. Small, you know, no job too small. We do it all kind of guy.
Yeah.
And he had a roofing job, and it was a big house, three stories up, with just an incredible, what do you call it?
Pitch.
And you're familiar with antennas, because the radio game.
Yes.
So, yes, you're like, I can do this.
Right. So, all you said, Bob, all you need to do, your job is just to, you know, you're a big guy, you can bring up the shingles. They'll be up there. So, I had to hoist the shingles on my shoulder. There was no pulley system up 24-foot ladder. That is a big walk. So, and then I got up, and he would say, well, hey, I can't just bring him up. So, it's
you have
hot.
To climb the roof?
Bad sneakers, climb the pitch, right? And to get to the board that they nailed in where they were standing to do it.
Yeah.
So, I did that once, and then it was lunch. He said, everybody break for lunch, and I quit. I said, that's it. I'm done. What do you mean? I'm done. I quit.
Are you afraid of
That's
heights?
The only job
or just
I
death?
Ever quit. Both. I had some crappy high top sneakers, whatever.
Yeah, with
that
no tread.
Slid a little bit. I'm done. And I quit.
Well, you know what? That's good. That's self-care, really.
It really was.
You just need a better footwear.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
That's it. And then my radio career took off after
Thank
that.
God.
Done
Thank
roofing.
God.
I admire those people.
Right? Oh,
yes,
yeah.
I do.
Hard workers.
Yeah. Anyway, Brian, you never finish a project.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's my wife. When we're doing the DIY stuff.
Yeah.
I never finish a project. I don't know if I got it from my dad or what.
Except
but
that when you sold the house.
That's when I finished them all. She's right. Like, see, you can do it. 2 years ago, I redid our deck. There's still one railing on the stairs that I haven't put on.
Just won't do it.
So I was going to do it this year. I went to Lowe's. They don't sell the brackets anymore.
Oh, my God.
Let that be a lesson
there
to you.
There it is.
I waited
never
too
start
long.
A project.
So we have an open concept stairway.
Open concept.
Oh, my God. Open concept stairway. Enter at your own risk.
Just do what I did. Quit. There you go. All right. What's coming up, Elby?
Oh, my God. How many swears will Disney Plus put up with for a hit musical?
All right.
We have the number.
There it is. It's the WROR Summer of Nonstop Music coming up at 9:15, 3 hours.
Oh,
right?
Very exciting.
Can't stop it.
Can't. Right. We're not allowed to.
No, you can't.
Okay.
Who'd want to? You
no,
can't.
No, who would?
All right. Can't even contain
it. Not even for
it.
A bathroom break.
Not even
for
nope, nonstop. All right, let's do some dirty laundry.
Okay, so how many swears will Disney Plus put up with to air the, I don't know, century's most exciting musical? I'll tell you in a minute. First, we have a little sad news, okay? Yeah. Elizabeth Hurley's baby daddy, Steve Bing, died by suicide. He jumped off the 27th floor of his apartment building in L.A., and he leaves an 18-year-old son, Damien. He and Elizabeth Hurley, back in early 2000, they dated for like 18 months, and she got pregnant, and he was not happy.
He wasn't
happy. And so
they
went, there was a huge paternity situation going on where he required a DNA test.
And never married?
Never married.
Oh, okay.
And then Steve had the same thing happen with another woman, a tennis player, and she had a daughter, and he's like, not mine. And she's like, yeah, it is. Paternity test. Boom.
Wow.
So there's that. He inherited $600 million when he was 18 years old from his grandfather, who quit Stanford, and then became a writer and producer in L.A., but mostly a Vegas high roller and a strip club aficionado.
Mm.
He was 55. Apparently, this whole sort of isolation thing really got to him. Yeah. I'm sure he had some, you know, mental health issues. So
it's amazing, though, you think. 600 million problems solved forever.
No, that's the thing with mental health. You know, nothing can fix it. It's like, you know, money can't fix cancer, mental health, things like that.
55.
Yeah. So that's, and then on the little sad news, too, the director of Flatliners, Batman and Robin, The Lost Boys, Joel Schumacher died. He was 80 years old. Staying almost fire. He was a costume designer who became a director and writer, but he's really cool with the 80s. I mean, St. Elmo's Fire was a really important movie, everyone. Mm-hmm. The Lost Boys with the two Corys. He did The Client. He did Phantom of the Opera, unfortunately, but he was responsible for Batman's nipples.
Excuse me?
Remember the George Clooney Batman?
Oh, he went nipple. Right.
Yeah, Batman and Robin. Yeah. He made the costume where Batman had, it was very cold wherever Batman was. And then he also
did.
Do
they still have, does Batman
know
if still?
I don't know. Then he did Batman Forever with Val Kilmer, and that was not great. But that's okay, because Joel brought us some other important things like Flatliners and Falling Down. Speaking of Batman, Michael Keaton is in talks to play Batman again, but this time it's going to be in the new movie called Flash, and that's starring Ezra Miller, and it's about, I don't know, I mean, I can't keep track, superheroes and time warps.
He's 68.
He's 68. Yeah. He would be playing an older Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
I don't know if he has the nipple costume.
We don't want to see the nipples on that. No.
I don't know.
No.
I have no idea.
Oh, wow. Let's hope not.
Let's hope. Fun, right?
Okay.
All right, and finally, how many swears will Disney Plus put up with to air the best musical of all time? One. Hamilton, the musical, airing on Disney Plus on July 3rd. Mark your calendars.
Is it the
Very
F-bomb?
Excited. There are three F-bombs in the musical.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the musical was filmed as the musical. It's not a movie version. It's filmed as a musical. And they are like, hey, Lin-Manuel, we got to drop a couple of F-bombs. And he's like,
you know,
okay, I will drop
two. You know
two.
Who would not be happy?
Disney?
Walt. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe, you know what?
Walter
I
would
heard
not
his
like
mouth
that.
Was terrible.
Who, Walter?
He swore like a sailor.
Did he really?
I have no idea.
He did swear like a sailor.
Smirking
Walt Disney. Oh, my God. He was not. He was America's dad.
Oh, I'll bet. I know what America's dad's doing now. Trust me.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, that's what's happening. So, July 3rd, I'm so excited about Hamilton.
Mm-hmm. I know you are. That's
I know
exciting.
That you're not. Yeah. You're like,
I've never
you're
seen
like,
it.
You're so my dad right now when I'm like, hey, can I listen to Michael Jackson in the car? And he's like, no. Yep.
Hey, look at you now.
You're going to love it. You're a history buff, and it's so
good. No, I'll see it, you know. I wasn't going to pay $1,000 a ticket to see it. I know you did it. You know people.
Well, we didn't see it with the OG cast.
I know. We didn't see it with the
OG. I'm excited for
Lin-Manuel.
You were
in New York. It's your excuse.
$1,000 a ticket.
Okay.
Good excuse, right?
Right? I mean,
doesn't seem like that much in New York.
I didn't want it that badly. I wanted other things. Anywho,
really?
747.
Okay.
Speaking of $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The $1 million playlist is coming up. Stick around. Your chance to win.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
Yes, and it's brought to you by Window Nation, now deferring payments on all windows for two full years. Visit WindowNation.com. We just almost, we had 3 out of 5 with our $1 million playlist.
Wow.
Somebody is getting close to that 1,000 and then running for $1 million. So we also want to give away 1,000 with our Super Smarts.
Please, just take our money.
Let's say hi. Good morning to Jennifer. All right, Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Jennifer, you're from Lynn?
Yes.
What do you do? Tell us about yourself.
I am a mother of 2 children with special health needs. I used to advocate for children in the community in schools, but I also used to drive them to a program that I did not work for, but it was an amazing program called Express Yourself in Beverly. They are a therapeutic music arts program for disabled children, mental health, social, emotional, physical. And they put on a free show at the, I believe it's the Bosch Center now, not the Wang, but it's every May.
Wow.
The public is welcome to come and watch these kids. It's pretty amazing.
That is awesome.
That's great.
You're doing good work. Yeah. We're going to root for you, Jennifer, to get these right, because I know that money will certainly help. Okay, so here's how it's going to work. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions. Get them all right. You win $1,000. And if you're not sure about a question, say pass. We have time to get back to it, okay?
Okay.
You ready to play?
Yeah.
Here we go.
What kind of factory did Willy Wonka run?
Chocolate.
What product is the Quicker Picker Upper?
Quicker Picker Upper. Bounty.
Name one of the Coreys in The Lost Boys.
Oh, Ham.
Buzzards Bay separates mainland Massachusetts from what land mass?
Buzzards Bay, pass.
What body organ produces insulin?
Pancreas.
What is the main ingredient of tapenade?
In tapenade, olives.
Who was Yogi Bear's sidekick?
Boo Boo.
Who sings Safety Dance?
Safety Dance, pass.
If you call an audible, what sport are you playing?
If you call a what?
An audible.
No, pass.
Name one of the 3 original owners of the Planet Hollywood chain of restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
We ran out of time.
Oh, you were rolling, though.
You were rolling.
You got 6, and you passed. So the only one you, I don't think you got any wrong.
Just no, she did not get any wrong. You just passed him. We just ran out of time.
Game.
You were great.
Yeah. All right.
I'm shaking like a leaf.
No.
My brain stopped functioning.
No, you did awesome. Buzzards Bay separates mainland Massachusetts from Cape Cod.
Men, I was going to say that. Oh, my God. Okay.
Men Without Hats sings Safety Dance. If you call an audible, okay. You're playing football. Mm-hmm. And name one of the three original owners of the Planet Hollywood chain of restaurants: Sylvester Stallone, Arnold Schwarzenegger, or Bruce Willis.
Of course.
I was impressed that you knew Boo Boo. That was good.
Hey, who doesn't know Boo Boo?
I love Yogi and Boo Boo.
She's picking a basket with Yogi.
She's younger. I didn't know she liked the, you know, Yogi.
They had reruns.
Did they rerun?
Yogi.
Yeah.
All right.
We all want to go to Jellystone National Park.
That's right.
Right now.
Right now. But you did really well.
You did great. All right. So you know nobody leaves here empty-handed. How about a $50 gift card? You can use it at either 110 Grill or...
Avia Trattoria.
Thank you very much.
Trattoria.
Trattoria.
Thank you so much.
Both restaurants are open for dining on their patios.
And inside now, I bet.
Awesome. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because phase two, part two.
Your choice. Thank you for playing, Jennifer, okay? We appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, if you want to play, thank you. Super smart in 60 seconds. Do what Jennifer did. Go to WROR.com, sign up for it there, or...
play the game. Multiple choice. It's all fun.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Okay, it's going to be cool, even though it's 69 already. A little muggy in Boston. LBF, what is cool?
Okay, if you want to go to Vegas, I have a place you should go that rewards you for wearing a mask.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Are they open in Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh, they are. Yep. Okay. Very good. Good
about gambling. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got a 13-year-old kid who had a little fun with his mom's Amazon account, and it turned out pretty fun.
It's funny. It's a good one. And this is a really a sweet story of how a son got a hold of his dad's 1974 car.
Okay.
Many, 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 many years later, he tracked it down. So
That's so neat.
It's a feel-good.
Is it?
Okay, let's hear it, LBF.
Okay, so Caesars has launched a new way for casino-goers to get lucky in Vegas while slowing down the spread of COVID-19. The company launched a promotion that gives people wearing a mask while inside the chance to get $20 to spend, which, you know, you can turn into a lot of money at a casino.
You can
lose it real quick, too.
Rare money. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's at... Paris, the Flamingo, Caesar's Palace, the Link, and Harrah's. They were given cash. They have to be part of the rewards program. It's free to sign up, but they give you $20, and you're wearing a mask inside because masks aren't required yet in Vegas.
You don't have to wear.
I know. Doesn't that seem a little bit?
Seems like if you're inside,
you should wear a mask.
Yeah, around that
so
many people.
So the incentive is you can get $20 to lose or win. Mm-hmm. But just wear the mask.
Yeah.
It's easy. Everyone looks better. You can't see your double chin.
You know what is bothering me about masks? So I can't tell if you're smiling at me or not.
I'm not smiling.
Okay. Just go with a full no.
Good to know.
Good to know.
All right, full stop.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
Hey, a mom, Lynn, down in Delaware, she ordered some stuff on Amazon and didn't realize that her 13-year-old Jacob had gone into their Amazon account. And you know the little box that says, do you have any additional... instructions like, leave it in the garage. You know, you can add
back
stuff.
Back door, front door.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they, do they even read that stuff? So here's what Jacob wrote in that little box on his mom's Amazon account. No, but knock on the door 3 times and scream abracadabra as loud as you can and run super fast away. Well, they got an Amazon delivery and this happened.
Abracadabra!
Right.
She took off.
It was amazing.
She jumped over a toy, I think.
It was amazing.
She's probably scared.
And the
what the heck is that?
The mom posted it and said, "I'm really sorry. I didn't know my son had done that, but thank you so much to the Amazon driver. It's great. We all had a good laugh, and you know we've taken the
this is the prank that launched 1,000 more pranks.
I know. Thank you. I was going to say the same thing. Do a somersault off
the... Really.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah.
Not good. All right, here's a feel-good story. This is Bobby Bonsack Jr. talking about how he got a hold of his dad's car that he bought back in 1974 for $3,600 at a dealership in Illinois. See, Bobby's dad died when he was only 8 years old, but he had to get a hold of his dad's 1974 Dodge Challenger by hook or by crook, and after a a worldwide, nationwide search. He found it.
It's pretty cool because I'm named after my dad. So, I mean, it was very emotional and stressful. I bet I didn't sleep till it was home. I bet I didn't sleep 8 hours. It took a week, and I drove it up here, and I parked it in here, and I just wanted to sit out here and cry. I didn't know. It was amazing.
He's got the original sale with his dad, the VIN numbers, everything checks out. He drives it every day. Reminds him of his dad he lost at a very young age. So it made me think, what car did your dad have or your mom that you would like to have today in your garage? Any one of them?
Well, it's the car my father talks about all the time. Mm. It's his white whale. It's the one that got away. I think he had like a 1966 or 65 Corvette.
Oh.
And he had it for like a hot minute, and he got into a car accident because he was driving too fast.
Oh, dang.
And,
dang.
And then he talks about it. It's like just the one that got away. So I'd like to find one of those.
Yeah, good luck.
And driving around and be like, hey, Dad, what's up? Want to ride?
Every day. Wow, what a jerk. What a jerk my daughter turned out to be.
Well, he calls me brutal for a reason.
Yeah, we know. We know what the B stands for.
What the B stands for.
LBF. Wow. Let's just have a little fun with that. 888-410-1057.
Yeah.
What dad's car would you like to have back? My dad had a 64, I think it was a Buick Le Sabre or something like that. Just a big boat, man. It was awesome. I'd love to have that. Just a big old boat.
Yeah, my dad had a 76 Dodge truck that we drove cross country in when I was like 12.
Yeah.
And if I never see that truck again, it'll be too soon.
Oh, okay.
Not the one, huh? Right. Not the one.
Let's just see.
Oh, yeah, those cars. I think my dad had a Buick Skylark, too.
Beat your dad. That's tough to beat. Yeah. Beat that one. 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF. Brian, 842. Yeah. Saw a Deadhead sticker on a Cadillac. See? Just out of place.
Right.
That was the irony of the song. You don't see
Thanks
Deadhead.
Thanks for the explanation.
Now you do. Yeah. I'm here to help. So, LBF.
Yes.
Your dad, did he answer you what convertible, what Corvette he had?
Oh, it was a 1966 Stingray convertible, Nassau blue with white interior, 427 four-speed side exhaust.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, he doesn't talk about my mother that way. He doesn't even know what color her eyes are.
No, he doesn't. Because that would be his Cialis car right there.
Oh, God.
Just driving around.
But, yeah, that was his baby.
Go to the
and
shore,
then,
and he lost it.
He lost it.
Dad, I'm sorry.
I know.
Dad, I am. Wow, yo, what's that, Brian?
My buddy TJ just texted me a picture of his dad's GTO that he drives.
Oh,
look at that
God.
One.
Oh, God. What year is that?
Ooh,
I know it's nice radio, show. Brian, but what is it?
It's a beautiful black convertible. That one looks like it's probably 68.
Yeah.
69, somewhere around there.
I would kill for that. Kill for it. Good. All right. So we were just talking about the guy who had his dad's car. He found it, a 74 Dodge Challenger. And it's sentimental. He drives it every day. So I was just wondering if anybody else had a great dad car story, or maybe there's a car they'd love.
I wonder what Dave's father's car.
Yeah, just wondering. All right, let's see. What do we got?
My father still has it, actually. He's turning 75. It's a 65 Malibu Chevelle SS, original own.
Wow, that's awesome.
Is it a hard top or convertible?
Of course it's a convertible.
Oh my God. What color?
Red on red, black top.
Nice. Jeez,
that thing is sweet. Original everything?
Yep. So you got the 327 in it. He had it restored grounds up probably about 10 years ago.
Oh, that's...
Does he ever drive it at all?
Ooh. Oh, he drives it a lot. It's funny, though, because I'll take it out. It's a standard. I'll take it out every now and then. And at age 52, I'm still terrified of trashing Dad's car and having something go wrong.
Right?
Wow.
That's a beautiful car.
So, I don't want to get the dad talk at 52 that, you know, I was doing some shit.
I'm guessing it's going to be yours someday, Scott?
Probably, yes. And, you know, the other car he has is not an original for him, but he just got it restored. It's a 56 Bel Air convertible.
Oh, nice.
Those are sweet rides. I'll take the Chevy. I'll take that one.
Well, I like the Bel Air convertible.
The Bel Air.
I'll take the Bel Air. I got the hair for it.
I could see LBF wearing one of those handkerchiefs. What do ladies wear back? Scarf thing?
Just a scarf, head
scarf.
Little
scarves, yeah.
Big, giant sunglasses.
Well, that's you win. You win. That's pretty good.
Not responsible.
Thanks for calling. Take care. Bye-bye. Start
no
smoking
problem.
In there. All right, thanks, Scott. Great story. All right.
That's good stuff.
Did you find your dad's car?
Yeah.
Sweet.
A lot.
Buy it for him.
A lot. Oh, yeah.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's 8:57. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. And clouds and sun today. High 90. Going to be muggy. No doubt about it. That's why today's restaurant of the day is Pure Perfection. Tell me about it, LBF.
Oh, it is Abbott's Pure Perfection.
Frozen custard.
It's in Needham. And it is. I've been there.
Needham. I need them.
I need them, too. Mm-hmm. Excellent. They have, let me just personally, my favorite custard is their butterscotch custard. It's like...
Wait a minute. Slower.
Yeah. Butterscotch.
Okay. Love it.
It's smooth. Mm. It's creamy. It's butterscotchy. Yeah. Yes. And the thing is you can have
butterscotchy.
Like...
There's a butterscotchy custard?
It's a butterscotchy custard. I think it's the scotch part that I like the most.
I think it is, yeah. With some butter.
You can get it. Like, you get, obviously, sundaes and ice creams and waffle cones and all that other stuff. But you can create your own custard pie or cake.
Mm.
I mean, you just... It's just, it's really great. And the people who
run
it... Are
you sprinkles or no sprinkles?
I'm a sprinkles
Jimmy's,
girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like chocolate.
Me too.
Like, let me tell you, their flavors are just so good, and they have signature ones, and they're just... And it's great, and it's perfect for the summer.
Perfect
day. You just
day
grab
day.
And go. You don't have to stick around.
So there you go. Abbott's Frozen Custard in Needham. You know, we've been spotlighting restaurants during this whole COVID thing because they need our business. They're at 50% capacity now, but these guys are good to go on a hot day.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
Cookie jar. Great Lakes Banana Boat.
Oh, I love a banana boat.
Those are sundaes and splits.
Yeah.
Milkshakes.
Nice.
Floats, toppings.
Wow, it says they can even do delivery.
Oh,
that's
stop
pretty good.
It.
You don't have to, you know.
Dry ice.
Stay out on your nice chair out back.
Right.
Right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. It's so good.
All right, check them out at WROR.com. Restaurant of the day coming up at 9:15. It is non-stop music for 3 hours.
Yep.
You can't stop us.
No, you can't.
Right? And then at 10, we're going to give you a chance to solve the scramble, right? Song scramble.
Potentially win $1 million.
Yes. We got three right. Today's player got the first three songs. Two more get you $1,000 and a chance at $1 million. That's at 10.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.